if you're going to invest in your podcast, you should find a return. If I invest in my podcast, it should return back to me. Whatever you spend, you should be making more.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. Today, we're going to be discussing just kind of like investing in your podcast. We interrupt episode 114 to shout out one of our listeners, Matt. Hey, Matt, how are you? I hope you're doing fantastic. Something that you did made me feel honored and grateful. And I want to just shout you out, man. Matt V. Cummings. He left a rating and a review after episode 100. So for the next few months, we're actually gifting out to you, and Matt might be one of the winners. We're actually gifting out to you, the listener, just for writing honest written review. We're gifting out some of our services. To know more about like the details of that, listen to episode 100. We were pretty excited when we recorded episode 100. And over the past few weeks, Matt and Taco and Jesse and Danetta and some other people have been leaving written ratings, like honest ratings. And today is I'm clarifying to Matt that, hey, man, you just got yourself one ticket into the raffle to win our services. Now, in short, to those who might feel confused and maybe not have listened to episode 100 yet, those services could be our marketing services to grow your podcast, or they could be like our editing services, or we could even launch a podcast. So we're giving some of those away. We're making drawings. And in episode 100, I mentioned that it was probably going to be like 4-to-1 or 5-to-1 odds. I'm letting you know right now, it's looking closer to 3-to-1 to 4-to-1 odds of winning. So if you have not yet applied, all you do is just leave an honest review. Like whatever you think about our show, just shout us out and we'll add you to it. And by the way, I'm not asking for 5-star reviews. I don't want you to do something that's not authentic. Just let us know what you truly think about the show. Pros, cons, that'll help us a lot. All right, Matt, I'm going to read your review. So you said that you stumbled across the podcast and you're honestly just learning a ton. Every episode, Adam's an awesome host, always provides value for the listener. And the way that he takes notes and provides summaries for every guest is super helpful. Keep up the great work. Edit, looking to start my own show. All right, Matt. Awesome. You actually might win because you're probably going to hear this. And when you respond with an email that you actually heard me read it and the date that it came out, the episode number, this is 114, by the way, just to help you out, the date that it came out and the episode number, then we will add 3 more. And in just a couple of weeks, I'm actually going to be doing the first drawing. And there's only like 4 people so far in the drawing. So Matt, reach out, let me know that you actually heard this, and basically you're 4 against 3 more. I don't even know those odds. They're better than 2-to-1 though. No, they're like 1-to, I don't know. That's embarrassing. I don't know what the odds are. I'm not a big gambler, but Matt, you've already got one. Reach out to me, team@growyourshow.com, and we'll add 3 more. And I'll be doing that drawing here in just like the next week or two. And you actually might win like a full launch. We might actually be launching your podcast for free, saving you thousands of bucks. It's going to be awesome. All right. With that said, let's jump right back into the episode. I think it's critically important for us to invest in our show. I think that anything that we're going to invest in should get a return. And huge shout out to Brent Dowlin. I was just on his show. Awesome, awesome show. It's called The Fallible Man Podcast. The tagline is look inward to improve ourselves. And man, we just had an amazing conversation. And so I'll make sure that you get a link to his show. He's just a great guy. He and his wife, Sarah. But as we were recording this episode, I believe that we just had really good rapport with each other. We had a really good conversation. And then he looked at our website. We serve podcasters. So he went to growyourshow.com. And he was just such a great guy. He goes, "Hey, I was looking at your website and I wish we were in a place where we could pay for those huge prices, because we don't charge just a little bit. We do a great job. And with our clients, like, they get tons of one-on-one. Like, it's hard to explain, but the point is we give way more value than we charge in price. But because it's so hands-on, because there's so much like individualized care and private messaging, like labor, I mean, we have to be able to pay for all of that." But anyway, he just was saying something to the effect of, "I wish we were in a place, because we care about our show, basically. We care about the fallible man. We think this is a message that needs to get out." And I agree. So I asked him, I said, "Hey, man, like, do you mind if I mention your name, like, on my podcast? Because I want to shout you guys out. I want to shout out your podcast. I think what you're doing is literally incredible, and you need to be out in front of other people." And here's the takeaway for this today's topic. Takeaway number one is go and check out Brent Dowland's podcast, The Fallible Man. It talks about how you, as a human, we all make mistakes. And like, how do we grow unless we're focused on acknowledging that we are not perfect? How do we become anything if we ignore those things or try to pretend? And so I really appreciated his podcast. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, anything that you do when you're investing in your podcast should pay you dividends. And this is just a small bit of the conversation that we had. I said something to the effect of, "Hey, man, I am good. You don't have to say that you're not in a position yet to bring your podcast to the world. You don't have to tell me that. I don't worry about my feelings." And he's like, "It's not about your feelings." I'm elaborating like thoughts here, but he basically said, "It's not about you. It's just that it seems like what you do is really awesome. It's just that $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 isn't where we are right now in our podcast. Right now, our podcast is costing us money. We're doing some of this ourselves, and like adding more cost to that doesn't make a lot of sense." And so I said, "Well, here's the truth. I'm not trying to talk you into anything at all. I'm not trying to twist your arm, because I'm not the kind of person that would do that. But I should at least share with you how I look at it and how our clients are doing right now." And I just let them know that all of our clients that are trying to monetize, whatever they pay for like our marketing services, we do editing as well, but we're kind of famous for the marketing because we get our clients ranked. And he just basically said, "I mentioned to him that whatever you pay for marketing with us, you should be making way more. And I thought it's important that I should at least let you know this as well, because it might be holding you back from working with us or another company that's actually going to get your podcast out in front of the right people. Right now, you're like, 'I want to grow. I want my podcast, but I'm not ready. It's too small right now.'" And so I thought, hey, this is a great lesson, a great learning lesson. And unfortunately, it's something that I don't share enough on this podcast, is that our clients that want to monetize, they're making 2, 3, 4 times what they pay for us. So here's the example. And there's a lot of examples, but if you're paying like around $1,000-ish with us, you should be able to monetize at least $2,000 a month. So you will be netting a positive net. And I think that a lot of people have a hard time investing in their podcast because they're not sure if there's a return. So I let him know. I was like, "Dude, Brent, look, if you do want to work with us, if you ever do, like, let's sit down first and let's figure out how you can monetize your show before you ever pay us. So you're never at risk. You're never like, 'I'm going to put in $1,000 a month or $2,000 or $3,000 a month every month, and I'm not sure if I'm getting anything.'" I said, like, "You and I can sit down and we'll make sure that you're monetizing before you're spending that, so that you can literally justify the investment of working with a team like ours who will grow your show, who will get you in front of more and more people." So just a very short episode today, with the two takeaways, go and check out his podcast because he just seems like a great guy. I really enjoyed our conversation. It came across really authentic. His wife seems awesome as well, Sarah. And the podcast, like the goal that he has with the podcast is benefiting a lot of people. And I know that more people need to hear it. So I wanted to share it with you. But furthermore, just to let you know that even if you're not hiring my company, this isn't specific about that, although we can definitely help you. It's that if you're going to invest in your podcast, you should find a return. Write that down. If I invest in my podcast, it should return back to me. Whatever you spend, you should be making more. If you hire us and you're doing our very top marketing package where you have tons of personal attention, tons of paid advertising, growing your podcast in front of 8,000, 10,000, 30,000 more people than you're in front of today, then if that's where you are, if that's the case, you should be making $10,000 to $15,000 a month. Stop thinking of like it being a $4,000 expense. Stop thinking of it like, oh, wow, Adam, that's so expensive. I'm going to be spending $4,000. We need to be thinking about what is the return you're getting back? How many more listeners are you getting? How many advertisers and sponsors can you attract to your podcast because you're getting that many listeners? How could you sell your own products or services? How could you do affiliate stuff to be able to monetize? What can you be doing so that this is not an expense, but yet is instead it's an investment? Whether you're working with us or paying your own stuff, kind of wanted to share this short story that Brent and Sarah and I just had a short conversation a minute ago, because I thought it might help you as well to be thinking of the things that you do to be able to grow your podcast, grow your influence, grow your income. Those things don't happen on their own. They happen when you put fuel to the fire. So I will share one example because fuel to the fire, maybe two quick examples of it. Like you're trying to get across the country and you don't put gas in your vehicle. You're not going to get very far, right? You have a car, you have a destination, but you're having a really hard time achieving it because you're not adding fuel to the fire. Anyway, to the gas tank, you're not putting that fuel in. Or if you decide you're like, oh, you know what? I love bonfires. I love getting together with friends and I love bonfires. I do too. Although when you shower, you can definitely taste the campfire smell. I love everything else about it. I love just staring at a fire for a long time. It's a lot of fun. I love cooking marshmallows, cooking hot dogs over the fire. I love making the fire really big. But if you neglected to like bring extra wood after you start the fire, like once the fire's up and running, it is just going to die out. Your podcast is just going to die out. Your podcast will look beautiful for a second, but then it will be gone and you will lose listeners and you'll run out of steam. So it's just make sure that you're investing in your show. And when you invest in it, be looking for a return. Be looking for, if I put in 1,000, I want to be making 2,000 to 5,000 because of it. If I put in 2,000, I want to be making 4,000 to 9,000 because of it. If I put in 4,000, I want to be making 8,000 to 15,000 a month because of it. I don't want our service or anybody else's service or the Facebook ads that you do. I don't want that to cost you money. I want it to be more of an investment so that you can achieve all things. You can be cash flowing because of your podcast. You can be positive. You can be making money. You can be putting that money into other things if you want to. You can be supporting your family with your podcast. Whatever it is, it's going to happen if you're investing and if you're doing the investment right. And so far, our clients that want to work with us and that they want to grow their podcast, they're able when they want to. Not all of them even care about they making money through the podcast, but the ones that do, they're usually making 2, 3, 4, 5 times the amount that they're spending. And that's where I want you to be too. Whatever you're putting in time and money, you should be getting a return for it. And so be thinking about that. Be thinking about your podcast more of an investment and more of like a business and making sure that you're recouping anything that you're spending for editing, for marketing, that you're getting more than that, or else you're going to run out of steam. You're going to be unable to feed the podcast and you're going to lose listeners. So there is the thing. Again, go and check out Brent Dallin, the fallible man, especially maybe we'll be able to link the episode where I was just on his show because, man, it was such a good conversation. He is a great guy, and I was happy that I got to meet him. So jump over there. And if you can, leave him a rating and review, an honest rating and review. Not necessarily 5-star, but although I bet you if it's honest, it'll be a good one because he's got a good show. All right, you guys take care and I'll see you on the next episode.
This episode's brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.